Training Camp Central is powered by Xfinity.
Hi again, everybody. Jeff Joniak along with Tom Thayer. And Camp Breakdown today focuses on the running back position. It is a big topic of conversation, Tom, because of the exit of Matt Forte. The running backs currently on the roster have a combined total of 2,001 carries in their NFL career. So there's a lot to learn about these running backs during training camp, aren't there?
Yeah, it is. But that's, you know, the same goes into every year, the running back position, because, yeah, you have the luxury of having a guy like Matt Forte, but you always had to learn and develop depth behind him. And they were able to do that last year with Jeremy Langford. So now this year, you're kind of on the same pace. You bring in players that are going to be able to come in here and compete and figure out what the depth line is going to be for the running back position. And they do need productivity out of that position because it really helps the quarterback position and the entire offense that we talked about before. But they do have experience in some terms, but they also have some youth behind Jeremy Langford, who's also a young guy, to come in here and just make sure the position is competitive.
And nothing is locked in, even for Jeremy Langford. Who's going to separate? I know there's a lot of discussion. John Fox loves a committee approach, and there may be a three-headed monster, and maybe that's the best way to do it in this NFL. If you don't have a thoroughbred back like a Matt Forte or an Adrian Peterson that's going to get the bulk of the carries. So let's begin with Jeremy. He's the breakaway guy. He's the guy that can hit the home run.
Right, but he's got to be three-dimensional. When you talk about what is three-dimensional, you talk about a running back that has the ability to run. You have the ability to catch the ball out of the backfield, both beyond the line of scrimmage and behind it, and you have to be able to block. That is essential here in the NFL. So you talk about the competitiveness of the running back position. It's about making sure that they can do all three phases of what's required of them in this offense.
One of the most underrated guys on the team, and this is just my opinion, I think you share somewhat this opinion as well, Kadeem Carey. Kadeem Carey is a bulldog. He is going to get you yards. He's going to get yards by toughness, and I think John Fox appreciates that aspect of his game.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that's impressed him most about Kadeem Carey is when he got his opportunity to play, how physical he was in his approach to the game. But then Kadeem Carey, a fourth position player, because each of these guys, even though they're running backs, they must be competitive on special teams. And I think that's one of the high signs for Kadeem Carey is not only can he do everything that's required of him as a running back, but he can also go in there on the special teams and be able to contribute.
Indiana rookie Jordan Howard is another one of these between the tackles thumper. He's a big guy. Can't wait to see him in pads. Sonoris Perry's back and healthy after injury last season. And let's not forget about a third down back. You got to have one of those. Jaquizz Rodgers healthy.
Right. All of those guys, you know, they bring that subtlety to them that they've been able to compete on special teams, not and only and also contribute as a running back. But Howard is going to be the unknown here, because if he can come in here and have some of the games like he had in college where he's up in that 25-30 carry range that have 200 plus yards attached to it, that's going to be big for the running back position, because we talk about the competition is the igniter here. And so if you can get a young guy that's competed with these veterans, it's only going to elevate all of their abilities.
Put on the Michigan tape if you want to watch Jordan Howard. All right, that's going to wrap up the running back position. For Tom Thayer, I'm Jeff Joniak. Thanks for watching, and stick right here to ChicagoBears.com for continuing 2016 training camp coverage.